Right, this is called tempo training. As you could see, I made a map of different groups of tempos. This is just a rough thing. It's not like something you're going to find on the internet or whatever. I was like, well, if 40 is the same as 80, is the same as 160, is the same as 320. And what do I mean by that? Obviously, they're multiples of each other. So, you know, when the beat is... Like, we should... Even though it's obvious that those are multiples of each other, we should talk about that. Like, people don't necessarily think of tempos this way. Like, you think of 320 as vastly different from 80. But since they're multiples of each other, I'm just going to demonstrate in the key of C, let's say. So, you have your key of C, and the tempo is super slow, 40. Alright, so... make up any old thing in key of C, and I'll... So... Right? And so within that... you have your quarter notes. No, I'm sorry, these are eighth notes already. Like, one, two, three, four, and that's quarter notes. Eighth notes. Eighth notes are two per beat. And then, this really would be sixteenths. That would be 32s. Any of that, or even faster. 64s, I don't know if I could do it. Let me see if that was... if I count the number of notes... So... 1, 2, 3, 4... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16... Yeah, it was 16 notes within one beat, which is 64 for the whole bar, yeah, that's 64. So it's all valid. And so all that information, let's just go to 320 for a minute. This metronome doesn't go to 320. I'm gonna put it at 160 and treat it as 2 and 4. And then I'll turn you loose and you guys can train. But if this is 2 and 4, 2, 4. I'm having trouble hearing it. 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? That information is the same. I can play, so can you see from my very rough and loose demonstration that all the same rhythmic values are valid for both extremes, 40 and 320, yeah? I could have just told you that in the beginning, which I did tell you that, but I hope the demonstration was effective. Like fast can be slow, and slow can be fast. It's all up to you. And so we're just going to simply... Now, what do you... It brings up a whole different... Every tempo range brings up a different technical... aspect of playing that you wouldn't necessarily look at otherwise. Like, when I get to a certain tempo, I cannot pick the notes. I have to do legato, you know. Or when the tempo is so slow, you can do like certain triplets. We didn't talk about triplets at all, you know. Like, maybe it's not so easy to go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. That's not so hard. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. I'm spreading, those would be called half note triplets. They're spread out over a whole bar. But what about a triplet over two bars? Like, that might be hard at 320, but it's not that hard at 40. Let me just, I know I'm digressing, but there's a lot of exploration that I'm inviting you to, right? And the rest of the hour, I'm going to shut up. So just bear with me here. Going three notes over two bars at 320 is not that easy, I don't think. One, two, one, two, three. Dun, 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 dun. It's not that easy. So, one, two, one, two. Easy to get it precise, whereas when you're at 40, that's relatively easy because you're getting the one reinforced like that. So not only do I want you to spend a little time in each of the categories, you have about 50 minutes and there's 6-9 categories, so like 5 minutes on each one is 45 minutes. And set, so my suggestion is spend a little time in group A, set the metronome to 40, 80, 160, or 320, or bounce around between those, and just explore. I want you to write down what technical things come up, like I have to do legato here, or I can't do triplets here, etc., etc. What technical and what rhythmic challenges come up? And I'm leaving it wide open-ended because this is a big topic and there's lots of variation. I'll come around and help you guys as we go along.